Southwark News, Thursday, 9th October 2014. Guy's hospital doctor struck off for lying. A lying doctor who submitted documents containing false information to employers and the General Medical Council has been struck off, writes court reporter. Dr. Saima Alam, 41, gave false details about her qualifications, previous work history, and even her date of birth to her regulator and Guy's and St. Thomas Hospital NHS Foundation Trust. Hospital bosses reported her to the GMC in 2011 after discrepancies in the information she provided emerged. She had been investigated in 2009 after she was refused registration in Australia because she had knowingly used false documentation to seek registration, the Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service heard. Dr. Alam, who was employed as a specialist trainee in the hospital's allergy department, then made up a variety of fantastical and improbable excuses for her lies, a fitness to practice panel concluded. She blamed family members for making mistakes when submitting documents and even claimed an official had advised her to use a wrong date of birth to register for health services. MPTS panel chairman Catherine Whitehill told her, "The panel has reached the conclusion that you have lied to this panel throughout your evidence under oath." The document submitted with false information, including her application of the post at Guy's and St. Thomas's, a new starter form, three CVs, and an application for GP registration. The inaccurate information related to her date of birth, qualifications, postgraduate study award, and previous employment details, the tribunal heard. Dr. Alam, who has most recently worked at the Royal Brompton Hospital in London, was told that her behaviour accounted to serious misconduct. Mrs. Whitehill said, "Integrity and honesty is at the heart of the public's trust in a doctor and the medical profession as a whole. Whilst there has been no evidence of any harm caused to patients, the panel has grave concerns about a doctor who is capable of persistently lying to the extent over the period that you have. Furthermore, the panel is satisfied that in the circumstances of this case, the reputation of the profession is seriously damaged by the nature and extent of your behaviour. The panel has concluded that your conduct is so serious that protection of the public and wider public interest can only be achieved by erasure. It is therefore determined to erase your name from the medical register."